Hi there. In 1 Corinthians, Paul addresses believers saying, What? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So I ask you, is your physical body the temple of God? I repeat, is your physical body the temple of the living God? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? Most believers, clergy and laymen alike, have not compared Scripture with Scripture to let the mind of Christ reveal to them what the temple of God actually is. But they approach the Scriptures using their carnal mind or their natural intellect, in which they are confident that they can understand the things contained in Scripture. And by their natural intellects, they cannot, according to the Word as it is written. The natural mind cannot understand the things contained in the Scripture, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. To spiritually understand the things of the Scripture, you must compare Scripture with Scripture, for the Scripture interprets itself and reveals to you what the mind of Christ has to say about the matter. Because the carnal mind, or the natural intellect, of all men, including those who have graduated with doctorates in theology, God regards the mind of our natural intelligence as foolishness, and he will not reveal the things of the Scriptures to it. God sent the Holy Spirit to give revelation to the mind of Christ, which we received at the new birth. For the Holy Spirit doesn't give any revelation of the Word to our carnal mind, because it is born of the flesh, and the Bible says that our natural mind is at enmity with God. The revelation of the Word belongs only to the mind of Christ, which we have received of the Spirit, and not our natural mind, which we have received of the flesh. As it is written, The natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So, when you approach the study of Scripture, remember that you have two minds at your disposal. The carnal mind, which is the enemy of God, wise in its own conceits, puffed up in its natural fleshly logic, which is, in the sight of God, foolishness. Or you can use the mind of Christ, which is the mind of God, which the Holy Spirit gives the revelation of the mysteries of the Word of God unto. Most Christians, by their natural intellect, think that they know what the temple of God is. But by the mind of Christ, which is the mind of the Spirit, they do not. Paul said, What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? If anyone defiles the temple of God, him will God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. When our carnal minds hear this statement, it immediately jumps to its erroneous conclusion, which is foolishness before God. For our carnal mind will interpret this scripture suggesting that our physical body is the temple of God, and it is not. Nevertheless, saints and sinners alike are going around stating that their body, their physical body, is the temple of the living God, when it is not. Furthermore, when many Christians see or hear of a believer smoking, and the scripture happens to surface unto their memory, which says, If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy, immediately they are puffed up in their natural intellect. And they feel that it is their God-ordained right to confront that person and tell them that I saw you smoking the other day, and that's defiling the temple. I also saw you at that ceremony drinking, and I don't believe that that's keeping your temple pure. They feel this way because their natural mind has led them to believe that their physical body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, when it is not. Jesus Christ himself stated plainly that nothing which enters into your body defiles your body. I repeat, Jesus Christ said that nothing which enters into the body defiles the body. What defiles the body is that which comes out of its heart. For the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, drunkenness, adulteries. All these things proceed from the heart. But the things that you take in through your mouth does not defile the body. Those are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the one thing that can defile our body is the tongue. The tongue defiles the body. Our fleshly body is already defiled. It's defiled by sin. It was born dead in trespasses and sins. The physical body is always defiled, regardless of what your carnal mind may suggest or the natural intellect of most pastors, whatever it may say. Your physical body is not the temple of the living God. Neither indeed can it be. Philippians 3:3 says that we are the circumcision who worship God in the flesh. No, it says that we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. So since we are to have no confidence in the flesh, why are both believers and sinners going around stating that their flesh is the temple of God? It's only because they're deceived. The Bible says that the temple of God is what? It states and declares that the temple of God is holy. And by definition, for something to be holy, it must be without sin. And 1 Corinthians 3:17 says that the temple of God is holy. What did the scripture say about the temple of God? It said that the temple of God is holy, which by definition means that the temple of God is without sin. And if you think for one moment that your physical body is without sin or holy, your death will prove you wrong. For if your physical body was holy, then it would be without sin. And if your physical body was without sin, then you would have one peculiar characteristic about you that would startle the entire world. And that one trait would be that you would never die. Because the wages of sin is death. And if your physical body was holy, which by definition would mean that your physical body would be without sin, then it would never die. And we can all look around and see the grave markers of all of those who preached and taught that their physical body was the temple of the living God. And we can safely say that the grave has proved that statement to be a lie. Because 1 Corinthians 3:17 states that the temple of God is holy, which by definition means that the temple of God is without sin. And if anyone's fleshly, physical body was without sin, then it would live forever, since the wages of sin is death, and their physical body would be without sin or holy. So we can safely conclude that no one's physical body is the temple of God, regardless of what some so-called health nuts or carnal-minded Christians may say. The physical body is not the temple of God by virtue of the fact that no one's physical body is holy or sinless or sin-free. No one has sinless flesh, for Jesus condemned sin in the flesh, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 3. That's why we are to have no confidence in the flesh, according to Philippians 3:3. Much less confidence that our flesh could possibly be the temple of God. So how much confidence are we to possess in our flesh? We are to have no confidence, absolutely none. No confidence in the flesh, Philippians 3:3. For Jesus himself said that the flesh profits nothing, John 6:63. Jesus said that the flesh profits nothing. Before the eyes of God, it's only dust. And as he said of it, dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. And God is not building his temple out of the dust of the earth. For God is holy, and soil is not. It's under the curse of sin, according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And the Bible says that the temple of God is holy, and God cannot inhabit an unclean temple. And our flesh is as an unclean temple, defiled by sin through and through. That's why the Bible says that there is no good thing in the flesh. Which brings us to another reason why our physical body is not the temple of God. It's because of what the Apostle Paul said. Paul said, I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. Paul said that I know. Most Christians don't know this, but Paul did. Paul said that I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. And since God is good, he cannot dwell in this old wineskin of sinful flesh. He has to dwell in the new wineskin, or the new creation. The only holy temple of God that was a physical body that ever walked the earth was Jesus Christ. Never forget that the only physical body that could ever be called holy, because it was the only physical body with sinless and not sinful flesh. The only physical body that was called the temple was Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So the only physical body that God considered to be his temple was the sinless natural physical body of his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, destroy this temple, and I will raise it up again in 3 days, according to John 2:19. And this temple of God was destroyed a natural body, but it was raised a spiritual body, according to the will of God, as it is written of Jesus in 1 Corinthians 15:43. That he was the seed of Abraham that was sown in dishonor upon the cross and raised in glory. This was the seed of Abraham that was sown in weakness on the cross but raised in power. This was the seed of Abraham that Luke 13:33 said, Jesus Christ here speaks, I do cures, and on the third day I, Jesus Christ, shall be perfected. Luke 13:32. What did he mean that he would be perfected on the third day? He meant that his very temple of God, the seed of Abraham, which was sown into death as a natural body, would be perfected when it was raised a spiritual body on the third day. It was not raised a natural body, but it was raised as a perfected temple of God, the spiritual body of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 15:44. And it is composed of the born-again believers who are fitly framed together, built for an habitation of God in the Spirit. The temple of the living God is not a natural body, but it is the spiritual body of Christ, because the only spiritual body throughout creation is the church, known as the body of Christ. This is the temple of the living God, which is holy. This is the holy temple of God. It is composed of blood-washed, redeemed souls, not flesh, but the blood-washed, redeemed souls of the saints, without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. This is the temple of God, which is uncorruptible. It is the uncorruptible body of Christ, which Ephesians 2:22 says that it's the habitation of God in the Spirit. For God has only one temple. And the one temple that he inhabits is not the physical body of believers. He inhabits the new creation, which is not the body of Christ. He inhabits the new creation, which is a member of the body of Christ, which is fitly framed together, which forms an habitation for God in the Spirit. And Ephesians 2:21 says that all of those who believe in Jesus are in this building, fitly framed together, which grows into a holy temple of God, in whom, or in Jesus Christ, ye are builded together for an habitation of God in the Spirit. Notice Paul said that we, being many members, are one body. So no one person can say that their physical body is the temple of God. Because there is only one, O-N-E, one temple of God. And Paul didn't say, know ye not that ye are the temples I'm a temple, he's a temple, she's a temple, there's a temple. Wouldn't you like to be a temple too? No, he did not say ye are the temples of the living God, as in plural. He said there is one temple. The temple of God is holy. Ye are the temple of the living God. For we, being many members, fitly framed together, form the holy temple, which is the habitation for God in the Spirit. Our physical body is not the temple of God. For God has only one temple, and there are many physical bodies of born-again believers. God has only one temple, and is not a physical body. For anyone's physical body is an unclean temple, and God cannot dwell in an unclean temple. God dwells in our new creation, and we, being in Christ Jesus, are fitly framed together, which form an habitation for God in the Spirit. This is part one of our temple series. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?